So the Chincana Project has been excavating small portions of the earth next to these Cyclopean fortifications, and what they're finding is incredible. They've even stumbled across what they believe may be a collapsed tunnel system. Local lore and legend speaks of vast underground networks below Sacsayhuaman, with some claims that the tunnels extend far out into the Andes, connecting various complexes and sites together. The mysteries of Sacsayhuaman go much deeper than just on the surface. Very exciting news for all of those who were interested in getting a clearer picture of what was happening in our ancient past. Sacsayhuaman in Peru is one of the most astounding, one of the most impossible-looking, precision-engineered megalithic complexes in the world. It's famous for its marshmallow-like walls of multi-ton, extremely hard stone. It's been a focal point of suggesting advanced knowledge in the ancient past has been lost to time. But new excavations taking place right now reveal to us that the mysteries of Sacsayhuaman go much deeper than just on the surface. So the Chincana Project has been excavating small portions of the earth next to these Cyclopean fortifications, and what they're finding is incredible. This is such a unique time to be invested in alternative explanations for our own history. We're seeing a suppression of information being overcome by boots-on-the-ground journalists, archaeologists, and enthusiasts who are able to circumvent the barricades that have been erected by institutional narratives, the Giza Plateau now being examined via space-based synthetic aperture radar and Doppler tomography, revealing the possibility of vast and deep subterranean infrastructure extending from the base of the pyramids. You know, the implications are truly beyond imagining. However, the glacial pace of bureaucracy and the gatekeeping from within the upper echelons of institutions that have been tasked with classifying the antiquities of humanity certainly do not want these endeavors to go forward at any meaningful pace. In Peru, the tables are turning, and we're seeing active digs occurring at one of the most important archaeological sites in the world, Sacsayhuaman. What the team have been discovering is that these multi-ton, precision-placed, anti-earthquake-engineered, cyclopean-style walls that make up the Sacsayhuaman complex actually go deeper down into the ground than previously believed, as these dig sites are now showing these walls extend below the surface with the same level of precision engineering and size as is shown on the surface, which would suggest that Sacsayhuaman was, over time, subjected to earth buildup, which has now become the surface that we walk upon in this area. But this is not the original surface depth, clearly, based on the fact that the walls descend, at least in these small areas that have been excavated, to roughly 6.2 feet below ground. And if that's not enough, they've even stumbled across what they believe may be a collapsed tunnel system. Local lore and legend speaks of vast underground networks below Sacsayhuaman, with some claims that the tunnels extend far out into the Andes, connecting various complexes and sites together, much like we see on the Giza Plateau and neighboring areas like Saqqara, where vast underground networks interweave these sites together. The same, it would seem, is true of Sacsayhuaman. And the excavations are only really just getting started. I'm in contact with members of the dig team and will hopefully be going out to Cusco, Peru later this month to visit Sacsayhuaman, document the ongoing excavations, and explore the region for another episode of my Ancient Technologies series. I'm literally just waiting on my new passport to arrive at the moment, and when it does, I intend to be out in Cusco seeing this work for myself, and I'll be taking you with me in stunning 4K quality, just like I did in Egypt. And don't worry, I will be going back to Egypt and linking up with Jeffrey Drum again to do even more work in the near future. I'm kind of jealous because Graham Hancock's out in Sacsayhuaman, Peru right now and checking out the excavations for himself, which is awesome. So I'm really excited to get out to Peru with any luck if my passport turns up in time within the next couple of weeks. It just shows like there's some real excitement around what could potentially be unearthed in this particular region, because once again, Peru in of itself is essentially one of these focal points that you have in the world. There's a few countries like Egypt, for example, which I would consider to be these focal points of extremely advanced development. Extremely advanced development that contradicts the understanding and the established timeline and chronology and toolkit that we attribute to the times that we believe these sites were constructed in. And I think it leans a lot more towards the ancient apocalypse theory, the cataclysm theory, and that these sites predate our own history by quite a significant margin, and that we've just lazily attributed all of this stonework that occurs in Peru to the Inca, to the same kind of chronological time period. And I don't think that's correct at all. I mean, it's objectively not correct, to be honest. Once again, this kind of throws a wrench into the mechanics of the historical model that attributes the construction of Sacsahuaman to the Inca. The fact that this site is, at the very least, 6.2 feet deeper into the ground than can be viewed from the surface, this level of earth buildup over time submerging Sacsahuaman into the ground would suggest an older origin date, especially when juxtaposed with the still-standing, largely intact, surface-level Inca stonework that is far simpler and less resistant to damage, but it's still standing. We don't find these structures are submerged deeper into the ground, and of course they lack the fundamental signatures of the exceptionally more precise and difficult megalithic work that that litters the Peruvian landscape. These building styles exist next to each other and on top of each other, and so mainstream archaeologists have quite lazily placed all of the work onto the same chronological shelf, regardless of the many contradictions that this causes. How old is Sacsahuaman really? How deep does the infrastructure go? We actually might be getting closer to answers on these questions, and maybe some of these answers could cause shockwaves in the mainstream arenas of archaeology and history. I think we're in a really interesting time. It's a very strange time. There's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of turbulence, but there's also a lot of revelation, a lot of resistance to institutionalized narratives, and this is one of the angles that excites me. I think it's extremely provocative evidence when we get into the Peruvian landscape of architecture and the layers of architecture and the various differences and the stark contrasts in advanced and less advanced architecture, and the fact that this is all being bundled together with the Inca and their very basic toolkit of stone pounders and copper chisels. It's not matching up. It cannot match up with a lot of this extremely advanced stonework, and that, of course, includes Sacsahuaman. And even the indigenous narratives, the lore, the shamanic lore passed down through oral tradition will speak of a lost civilization that constructed Sacsahuaman and many of the other areas of Peru that defy conventional explanation. I think we do have to take more seriously the ancient myths that are echoed around the world from country to country, from culture to culture, of a time of very advanced beings and very advanced civilization. Whether or not this is strictly just human, it could strictly just be human, and the veneration of these humans as giants of intellect, which is then passed down in a motif that speaks of things like the Nephilim and, you know, these giant figures, it could be a metaphorical description of their capabilities intellectually, but nevertheless, there seems to be an echo of a time that almost feels like a golden age using a different technological route, a different developmental avenue to what we've taken in the modern era. And I do think that this cataclysmic reset is an extremely provocative and high-quality hypothesis that needs to be looked at as a potential explanation for how we have all of these incredibly ancient, incredibly advanced sites. As Graham Hancock has said, everything just keeps getting older, and to add on to that, everything just keeps getting older and more advanced. That's the thing that really gets me, is the further we go back into the historical timeline, the more advanced things start to become in terms of architectural capabilities, in terms of hydrology, in terms of astronomy and mathematics and precision cutting. It's an extremely weird blip in the chronological timeline that mainstream historians and archaeologists want us to adhere to, because you start going back and then suddenly the advancement begins to peak. And that's a very strange thing, especially when it is then followed on within those cultural places, like a blueprint, and the blueprint is built upon by later civilizations, and these later civilizations cannot actually achieve the same level of precision and accuracy and multi-ton capability that's displayed in that blueprint at the baseline of their culture. So there's something else going on at that baseline that connects all these various countries together, the Cyclopean stone building, these very recognizable signatures that seem to be echoed from place to place no matter where you go in the world. And I think that Peru and Sacsahuaman is such a key example of this global signature of megalithic multi-ton stone building with very high precision. And the fact that it's designed in a way that is earthquake resistant, it is very literally an earthquake resistant, a seismically resistant engineering format that's been deployed in terms of how the stones fit together. And it makes you wonder if they had a foreknowledge, it makes you wonder if they had concerns about an impending event and were trying to prepare for it. I think it's very provocative, and let me know what you think in the comments below about Sacsahuaman. Was it really built by the Inca around 900 years ago? Or does it go way further back into the historical timeline beyond the written words of history, beyond what we know to be our human story? By the way, a lot of you are not subscribing and turning on notifications. This is the best way to support my work, so please do hit subscribe. Turn on the notifications, help me battle against the algorithm. I recently hit 100,000 subscribers, and I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting the growth of Project Unity over the years. It's an incredible journey, and I'm proud to be doing this work alongside all of you. I've done a lot of interviews over the years. I've had some fascinating guests on. We've talked about some incredible things. There's been some revelations. There's been some exclusive information dropped on this channel over these years of me doing Project Unity. And I think it would be a good idea to go through all these various interviews and pick out the best bits that people found to be very interesting, put it all together into a kind of celebration, just to say thank you to all of you who have facilitated the growth of this platform. Without you, there wouldn't be any subscribers, and I'd just be talking to myself. So I truly am grateful. Thank you for being here, sticking with me. Maybe some of you are here from the very beginning when I just had a broken iPhone and I put it on a tree branch and I was talking about the mysteries and the anomalies of this world and the things that I'd experienced. That was where I started, and this channel's taken me all around the world so far and connected me to incredible people. I've had amazing experiences, I've learned so much, and I've grown as a human being, as a man, and it has a lot to do with all of the support coming from this community. I deeply appreciate your company.